welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. It looks like we're going to use the nuclear option to get Neil Gorsuch approved. The Democrat, we call them the demon rats, are blowing up their plan to try to continue to stick the Russian thing to the Trump administration. And, of course, it looks like Mr. Nunes is going to step down from all the internal attacks. But I don't think they're going to go anywhere. And what's really going to happen here is that expansion occurs and they start looking into the Clintons, they're going to find a lot of connections between Podesta and the Clintons. The uranium mining and 75,000 stocks for Podesta and many more things, large fees paid to Bill Clinton to do speech in Russia, it's going to blow up in their face. So welcome, Democrats. Now, the thing is that they're going to also lose because the Republicans know that there's a bill in the House with Bernie Sanders for health care. And, of course, it's pretty wacky and they don't know how to pay for it. But nevertheless, they want universal health care. Well, universal health care, if you don't control malpractice in America, which is controlled in places like Canada where they have Canadian Medical Protective Association, and the fees are tiny, especially for top surgeons, and they don't have the control of big pharma because they control the cost of drugs. That's why Canadian drugs are considerably cheaper. In fact, you can get emails almost every day of buy Canadian drugs. It's made in the same, by the way, pill machines, and have them shipped to you. And so you have to understand that a lot of the issues, if they don't control these other issues, trying to bring in universal health care, no matter who puts the plan in, is not going to work, period. It's not going to reduce costs or allow increased access, et cetera. You can't be sitting down with the insurance carriers and expect to kiss their butt. At the same time, you're going to control costs of the big pharma or the big Medica, like Health One Columbia. It's not going to work. So we're going to see what happens there. Let's see. I just got an interesting question here. I get all kinds of interesting consults. Somebody wants to know about how to deal with C. difficile, which is a very bad bug to culture, but it's nasty to grow inside your body. It can kill you. And apparently her husband got a stomach surgery and got a hiatal hernia, and, of course, in hospital probably acquired C. diff. Vancomycin, of course, does help, but it's temporary. I mean, I eliminate it. I mean, I actually put them into a chronic carrier state where they're a C. diff carrier. If you check the stools 3 or 6 months after they've had a discharge from hospital or nursing facility, they still usually grow C. diff. If you take our antipathogenics, Nutriodine orally, Allicin meds, NutriSilver, you eliminate the C. diff, and you will not find it growing in their stool, especially if you recolonize with our Living Probiotic Ultra every third day or every second day. And a Living Probiotic, and use new things. And we have a new one that's be launching. I haven't settled on the final name, but it will be launching here in the next few weeks. It's immunoglobulin IGY, and it's a egg-grown immunoglobulin that combination that will protect against 26 pathogens, shut off inflammatory and autoimmune cytokines, and protect against a major illness. So that's so you don't need to wonder. And when you have things like cellulitis, or you're worried about plague, like the Zika plague that we talked about yesterday with Ann Morrison, we'll be probably trying to do a video today after the show with Ann to go over that and much more, and the expanding explosion of Lyme disease and Lyme-like parasites. Remember, there's three, Lyme, babesiosis, ehrlichiosis. Many of these are carried by the white-footed mouse, which carries 34 different pathogens in, say, New Mexico, including nanobacteria and hantavirus. And you have to understand that these plagues are spreading and exploding all over the planet and mutating, especially because of the change in the environment. So we're going to be talking about those things probably after the show today. If you've signed up on live stream, you'll get a notification. We simulcast on live stream, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, etc. So you can watch it on any platform, including your iBox and your box and your TV, either now or later, and it's all free. There's no charge at all for seeing all these amazing videos and information updates. And, of course, early next week, usually on Tuesdays, we do one with Jim Fetzer, who, by the way, has done really well, as we did our update the other day, and I just hit the box here and found out how many. Just from the one that we did on a couple days ago, he's got approaching 300 hits, so that's really amazing. One last week was over 415 hits. Just on YouTube, doesn't include all the other platforms we have. So that's good. A lot of people are getting the information and the truth about what's really happening. I want to talk about some of the latest issues in terms of wellness. And if you have a problem with low blood, the first thing we think of, we've got to find out if you're losing blood. So we want to do a stool occult blood. We want to get a complete blood count and differential and subtype. We'd like to also get a Schilling test, B12 and folic acid, to make sure you have enough in your body to make blood, and that your total iron and total iron binding capacity and ferritin levels are okay. If your iron's low, we want to use ferritin. We want to use bio-LVR to give your B12 and folate. This is a basic. You want to get higher dosage. You want to give the superfolate, which is a 5-methylfolate reductase. I had a consult yesterday by a lady who was in Panic City because she was trying to, quote, self-diagnose and attribute everything that was wrong with her to the fact she found she had a gene SNP for 5-methylfolate reductase. Big deal. 25% of the world population has a gene SNP. Everybody on Earth is being blocked by biotoxins in the environment, so dioxins and dibenzofurans. And 50% of Hispanic populations in some areas have the gene SNP, so they can't convert it. It's no big deal. If you take the converted form, the problem is gone. And if there were any symptoms, which they'll be gone instantly. So all of our nutraceuticals, and this is unique with NutriMedical, all, not some, are activated in their final stage, which means they're going to jump any gene SNP or polymorphism of your DNA and any toxic blockade that blocks the bioconversion to their activated form to make your body work. Then I would recommend for this person MycoD2 and Mountain Red Velvet to help their blood cells grow. If they continue to have a problem, they need to have not only a peripheral smear with a pathologist look at it, they may need to have a bone marrow analysis to see if they have something like myelofibrosis or some leukemic problem expanding and compressing their normal blood cells, etc. So I'll tell you, the conventional advanced hematological and internal medical tests to do as well as the others. And if your doctors aren't, I can tell you exactly what to do to make sure they get it done. Rosacea. Rosacea, by the way, is caused by a spirochete, similar to the spirochetes of Trichomonas vaginalis, and maybe, in fact, it is Trichomonas, but it gets in the follicles of your skin and the sebaceous glands. It produces inflammatory cytokines in your skin. Nutrisilver works great, pregnenolone. And if you want to turn off the NMDA receptor, which not only causes pain, but we call process, P&P, open up a little capsule of brain power, believe it or not, vinpocetine, and it blocks the NMDA receptor, the N-methyl aspartate receptor, and it turns off not only pain, but it turns off process, which is the autonomic process of causing inflammation. So you just use a little bit of brain power, one capsule. If you're mixing up the pregnenolone in a little cup that you're going to use over the next few days, just one or two capsules is plenty. Allicin Med orally to work through the tissues of your body. Nutriodine 15 drops 3 times a day. Power C Plus to alkalinize your tissues and turn off free radicals. And Cell Defense Plus, which is the special super curcumin, the most powerful in the world we have. Nobody else has anything even like it. And this is probably the single most important nutraceutical because it gets rid of cancer mother cells, repairs DNA. It's similar to our other apoptogenic agents, only has another characteristic to get rid of cancer mother cells. So our three apoptogenic agents to counter cancer are Cell Defense Plus, Elagic Acid, which is DNA repair, we call it, and MalignaBlock, sulfurophane glycosinolate. And so there's no need for you to suffer from rosacea. Inflamex, a lot of people are, their doctors are saying, I'm going to give you diclofenac, and then I'm going to give you a proton pump inhibitor. For God's sake, don't do that. The doctors are still practicing 1970s and 80s medicine in the early 21st century, which is insane. Never, ever, and this is a never ever, use non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. If you take it, and let's say you're a weekend golfer and your knees feel great when you take your ibuprofen or your diclofenac or whatever, you're going to dry out your joints, you're going to get fibrillation of the cartilage. In fact, if you put a scope in the knee, you'll actually see the fibrillated cartilage fragments calcifying and cutting like razor blades the glycosaminoglycans of your cartilage, and the joint dries out, and eventually you get down to eburnation, which is bone on bone. That means the orthopedic surgeon is going to be able to buy a much bigger boat because he's going to do a knee replacement surgery and get $50,000, $100,000 for doing that procedure. So don't do that, okay? Take our Inflamax 5 capsules twice a day. Take Joint Performance. Take Arthritix, which is they're going to stop the type 2 collagen attack. Take Tendon Mender. Take Mountain Red Velvet. And, of course, topically put on the areas of DHEA and pregnenolone. You can put a tiny amount, especially if you don't have a skin disorder, of curcumin, tiny. I don't talk about a full dose. And add a little open capsule of the brain power of vinpocetine to stop the P&P, the pain and the process, which is the autonomic process. that allows the inflammatory and degenerative changes to occur. So don't do that. Vaccine reactions. A lot of people get vaccine reactions. And, of course, I even have people saying, well, my son or daughter is going to do this and that. They're going to nursing school or going to camp or whatever. I say, can you rescue them? I said, yeah, I can rescue them. But why? It's like throwing somebody headlong into water that doesn't have to know how to swim and they don't have a life jacket on and say, well, how do you rescue them, Doc? My first thing is don't chuck them in the water if they don't know how to swim, which means don't vaccinate them. And there are all vaccine documents you can get at NVIC.org. That's National Vaccine Information Center.org. Don't do it, okay? Especially with the vaccines coming down the pike. They just added, for example, the chickenpox vaccine to the measles, mumps, rubella, and they're getting some horrific reactions to young children taking this vaccine now. So don't do it. Also, a lot of vaccines are either attenuated, which means the virus is live and can mutate in your body, and can recombine with other viruses that may be going in your body, but let's say the flu, a recombinant flu vaccine, attenuated vaccine with the actual other flu bug you have may create a new recombinant, maybe a super bug. So don't do it. I mean, these are a lot of don't do it things, you know. And what does a vaccine do? I mean, if you ask your doctor, firstly, they'll say, well, it improves your immune system. Well, give me specifics. Okay, well, if you're going to measure immunoglobulin IgG and IgM levels, the flu vaccine, for example, only increases it in the population between about age 25 and 40 for an average of 6 to 10 weeks. That's it. In groups younger than that and older than that, has no effect. So if you're to say it's increasing immunoglobulin levels, but all immunoglobulin levels is what's called condiments. They are, in a sense, like ketchup and A1 sauce on the pathogens for your immune system to find the bug and to kill it. In other words, they're like ketchup. They're like a condiment in the restaurant of your body's tissues. The real way to tell if you have an immune system is to look at what's called a clone, like the Clone Wars and Star Wars, of T cells. If you've got a clone of neutrophils, etc., and these neutrophil cells have been increased in population, or what's called an anamnestic population explosion, you'll see an actual increase in number. Now, you can do a radio label with positronically labeled for basically antibody labeled. Positronically labeled glucose with a PET scan, and you can actually see in the tissues if there's an increase in population in the person or in their blood. No one's done this. No one's done this. I know how to actually do it, and if they ever did it, they'd actually say, oh, you had population X, and now you got a population Y after you were, quote, vaccinated, which means there's an immune transfer to your T lymphocytes, and on a re-exposure, that population number increased, which means you can search and destroy like commandos the pathogen. No one's ever done that. They've also not scanned someone's chest to see if those T lymphocytes actually migrate to the target tissues like your lung or others, which you could do on a PET scan if you actually did what's called a pathogen scan, I call it. I invented the idea of a pathogen scan using a PET scanner and antibodies that are radio labeled to actually track a specific pathogen so you can see if your immune system is attacking it. No one's ever done that, okay? So these ideas need to be put into place if we're ever going to actually quantitatively measure. I believe in the Carpenter rule for medicine, measure twice, cut once. So if I see what I call a predictive quantum scan like a QRMA or metapathia, it tells me you've got a tumor in your brain, whether it's a benign tumor or a malignant tumor or you've got a blocked artery, I want to then follow it up with physical tests, whether it's high-speed CT scan or MRI scan. I want to look at genetic analysis or fine needle aspiration with electron microscopy and a pathologist overseeing it and cancer cell markers. I don't want to just kind of accept that there either is nothing wrong or it's not predictive and then not go and do something to intervene. Cancer, I get cancer requests all the time, and unfortunately, I tend to overwhelm people, okay? So I'm now underwhelming them. The first thing I tell people is take our apoptogenic agents. Take Maligna Block, Elagic Acid, Power C Plus, as full vitamin K2, Minoquinone 7, and Cell Defense Plus that gets rid of cancer mother cells. If you take those to start with, no matter whether you're doing conventional cancer therapy or you're going to add all the other things for unconventional, gene-based cancer treatment, which is done at Brzezinski Clinic, Isos Clinic, clinics in Mexico and Europe, in fact, have used it for 25-plus years, in Germany, where they separate the cancer cells by flow cytometry and determine the genetics and then use off-label use of drugs to actually switch your genetics back to normal. And of course, the clinic in Brzezinski Clinic with Dr. Stanislaw Brzezinski and his son in Houston, it uses anti-neoplastins, which are molecules they manufacture at their facility that are present in normal people that don't get cancer. Now, I mentioned something yesterday on my research. I've been one of the primary researchers in diabetes following Dr. Banting and Best, and myself and Dr. Otto Hewen are the first in the world 37 years ago to discover that insulin levels are high in type 2 diabetics. I also did research with a pediatric endocrinologist on type 1 diabetes, working with the University of South Florida antibody levels against the pancreatic islet cells. So I know things about this that are not published, which I'm going to publish this year. And I'm also publishing my theory on what diabetes is, which is not primarily a sugar problem. Sugar is a bad bystander, just like if you have oxidized free radicals in your artery walls and homocysteine, cholesterol is the best patch, but it's not the cause of the problem with the plaque. It is the bystander. And I tell people the most important thing to understand is what is in determining the field of what's going on to things like identifying the enemy, just like with Donald Trump identifying that, yeah, as Obama would never say the word of Islamic extremist terrorists, etc. He wouldn't say that term. We have to identify what is diabetes. Diabetes is a free radical disease. It's an inflammatory disease. It's only secondarily a sugar disease. And controlling the sugar is good because when you don't eat simple sugars, it doesn't glycate when the free radical is there, but it doesn't mean you've gotten rid of the free radicals. So many of the underlying problems can continue even if you control your blood sugar by having no simple sugars in your diet. But if you look at the populations that have low diabetic rates and low rates of obesity, like Sri Lanka, they have higher concentrations of sugar in their diet and carbohydrates. They have far lower levels of diabetes because they don't have genetically modified foods, mineral depletion of the soil, and lots of other reasons why they don't have free radical disease, because the other components of their diet prevent free radicals. We have mercury alkali extraction, and mercury directly removes zinc. And when you remove zinc from someone's system, or zinc and copper, you have superoxide dismutase is removed, is what's called SOD1 isoenzyme, and you end up with free radical singlet oxygen, and then you get nitroperoxy radical, and then you get other things like homocysteine that fry your artery walls, your tissues, your enzymes, and if, of course, you have free radicals, they attach to sugar and to other molecules, and they cause glycation. So if you're looking at glycation as the marker of diabetes, it's a secondary marker. The primary marker is the level of 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine, T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids, which happens in people that are diabetic or pre-diabetic. So just controlling their blood sugar doesn't control the underlying problem. The underlying problem with the GLUT4 transporter and the insulin receptor is the free radicals that actually cause the problem. And the free radicals result in a decrease in insulin receptor number, and they cause an increase in the blockade of sodium potassium ATPase, so the body can't pump out sodium out of the cells because the free radicals damage these enzyme pathways. So if your doctor or your endocrinologist doesn't know this, tell them to contact me and I'll provide the research. I've been at this now for approaching 40 years, and I went into medicine to find the cause of diabetes, and I'm getting closer and closer to the final, coup de grace. But my research and the research of Dr. Hewen was the first in the world to believe me. I got persecuted for it, to prove that diabetics have high insulin, not low.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. Today, by the way, is the big day. Midnight tonight, right through to midnight on the 11th, which is Pesach Passover Day, is the 7 for Heaven sale. Now, if you order over $50, you get free shipping. You have all the sale prices previously and have a 7% on top of that for every nutraceutical we carry. And that means if it's 3 or 6 pack, you get the sale price plus 7% plus free shipping. So we have tons of people that they order during in between because they need to continue their nutraceutical protocols. And, of course, I'm always trying to think of new schemes that I can get to help people to be able to do diagnostics. I'm even thinking of the idea of having a portable QRMA machine where basically people can rent it for a period of time, and it just all set it out with a laptop, and you just do the test. And if you want to keep it, you can either rent it permanently or purchase. And you can purchase over time, over a period of 6 months. Break up the payments. We have 20% off now with the sale. It's been going on for a while. And both the QRMA and Metapathia machines, and you could also, if you want to, become a satellite of NutriMedical. Now, when you do a test on family members, the basic test itself is completely free for you and your first, second-degree relatives. But if they require a medical evaluation or the condition is complex and they require a consult, I'm going to charge you my time at $150 per half hour to review their records and give you recommendations. Everybody who gets a consultation or gets a QRMA or Metapathia has to purchase a consult first before you even do the test, because I need to have their full medical records and their 11-page intake history form to give them a proper evaluation. Ah, we got Leo ready. That's wonderful. Leo, it's good to have you back.
Hello, everybody.
Leo, I got your notice that your book is getting some fine little touch-ups, periods and colons and so on. But, and I'm...
We want to make it that you see as updated as possible. I mean, we want this to be a book of the now, a book that talks to the people about what's going on now. And so we want all the latest to be there. And as you know, of course, there's been some big changes in the last few months, in even in the White House, in the first few months of the Trump administration. So you can imagine. But Definitely, with this book, we are aiming also to give a great translation and to some great topics that have never also been discussed before for the American public. One in particular, the last studies on the Holy Grail and the two possible Holy Grails that are held, one by the Vatican and the other one by a guy who probably also is in league with the Satanists, so quite disturbing. And at the same time, we have connections with the Vatican and the Knights Templars and the Jesuits, who are the intelligence of the Vatican, and the Satanists who operate within the Vatican, and also the links between Zakaria Sitchin and the Vatican, because Zakaria Sitchin is a character that, as you know, is very important for everybody in the last few years in regards to certain studies. So it was important.
Now, Zachariah Sitchin was dealing with ufology now, right?
Yes, Zachariah Sitchin was dealing with ufology, but as you know, his studies influenced also people like David Icke, everybody, even in what is known as archaeology, but we have seen dozens of TV series inspired from his work. Of course, he's been dead now for a few years, but before he died, for a number of years, he exchanged even alien artifacts with the Vatican, using somebody who finally came out and gave his witness, showed photos, and we have some evidence about all these connections. And so it's very interesting, definitely what I'm bringing out in Volume 3.
Now, I want people to, you know, you're sitting down and grasp this. These three books that Leo's put out, the two that are already available, if you haven't read them, you have to. This is required reading if you listen to the show and want to know what's going on. We have other books that are we have here that are excellent, like Feast of the Beast with Tex Mars, and the latest books you talked about yesterday with Rob Roselli, Pleased to Meet You in the Un-American Genocidal Complex. But if you want to get dig deep and understand the spiritual roots and the astral and the if you want to call it satanic roots of evil in the world, and the exoplanetary roots, and, you know, the high-level battle, in the, if you want to call it the heavenlies, between the various secret orders battling over the future of planet Earth and humanity, if you don't read Leo's books, you're not going to really understand it. So get your pre-order in. You're not going to be, you're going to be amazed at what you're going to learn. Back in a moment with Leo Zagami. Stay right there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
On the break, we talked about a couple things. I want to open up with this thing. What do you think about the current little warfare that's going on Drudge about Steve Bannon and Kushner, the son-in-law of Donald Trump, who's trying to kind of liberalize Donald? And I think there's a kind of a war going on, but if there's a shootout in OK Corral, I think Steve Bannon's going to win that shootout. I don't think that Kushner is going to win that. He's good at media stuff and everything. But I think it's okay to be pragmatic, but if you get too liberal, you're going to blow up your base. And also, not only your base, you're going to blow up the idea of what it is, the vision, to make America great again. You need to have universal health care. I think that the idea that Donald Trump sits down with the insurance carriers to fix this is silly. Insurance carriers need to go away. We need to have a system where we get rid of malpractice and state licensure and get rid of fee-for-service and allow lateral training, etc. I put out a plan, which I'm going to put together a video, and I hope to get it through to Donald Trump through my proxies, through Dr. Bart Goldman, who's known him for 35-plus years, and Dr. Ron Klatz and Roger Stone, because if I was Donald Trump's advisor, they'd get a plan through that would not only be acceptable to Republicans, because it would reduce the costs and get the government, quote, out of health care, but it would also be acceptable to Democrats, who, just like Bernie Sanders, wants health care, but they have no freaking idea how to pay for it. You know, it's no good to have insurance carrier in your card, in your pocket or your purse if you can't use it, or if you have death panels that kill people, or they still push big pharma when there's alternatives to life extension, which I know fully well, and I treat people all over the world and help train doctors thousands of miles away, and their own doctor standing right in front of them can't fix them. This is obscene. I'm only going to be here so many days, weeks, months, and years before I'm gone, and I need to pass on my knowledge and my attitude toward learning to these other younger doctors. And I'm feeling incredible resistance and evil against that, and I don't even get what I call my respectable abuse by people who think they know better in whatever sphere of influence and knowledge they have, because it's not good. We don't have, and this is why I so much respect your mind and the way you've approached this, Leo. You've dug up evidence and spend years to literally tell the truth about what's going on the inside of the guts of society as to why things are the way they are. Not just deal with the outside surface stuff like the regular media or many authors. You dig into the actual, you know, secret orders, the actual power play behind the scenes, the actual things that are going beyond even the physical world to what's really happening. And the average person has no clue whatsoever. They don't even know what questions to ask about it. So what do you think about Steve Bannon? I think the fight between Steve Bannon and Kushner is going to end where Trump is going to say, hey, you guys, I'll take advice from Kushner on the media stuff and where we need a market, and I'll take advice from you, Bannon, on not blowing up my base, but he has to liberalize to the point where he can't be so hard, you know, that he can't think that, well, Americans have a, quote, a right to health care, which is ridiculous that this nation doesn't have guaranteed health care. And on the other hand, the procurement of military equipment, the process, gives bad equipment to people at 10 to 20 times the cost, and our military preparedness is ridiculous. And even the response of China to say they're angry that we're testing a missile defense system, they can go straight to Hades. It's ridiculous that the Chinese even have a right to an opinion on this when their mad dog North Korea is ready to shoot a missile, a NOFOR missile, at New York City. And I know from my contacts in CENTCOM 2.5 months ago, they can do it today. They don't need to wait to next year, next decade. We gave them the damn technology through AQ Khan in Afghanistan, and we're dumbasses. Excuse my English. We're just asking for it under people like Obama to somebody to blow up a U.S. city with a nuke. Crazy, isn't it?
Well, I think that we should focus more on the ideological aspect, also Steve Bannon. An ideological aspect that puts him for the first time in conflict, as you know, with somebody who is of Jewish origin. And of course, there is, I think, some elements in this internal conflict of the Trump administration on the positions of Steve Bannon, as we know, very different from that of Ivanka or the husband.
Let's get into it. The fact is, I call, and I'm of Hebrew descent. I'm a Cohen. My family were Naimas, which means we're the blood descendants directly of the Mosaic line of the priesthood. And I can tell you that. So when I can say that, so somebody can't say you're anti-Semitic because I'm a Semite. Okay, so it makes me ill when I have the state of it's a real hell, because the current state of Israel runs our foreign policy through AIPAC, etc., and controls congressmen and senators to do things which are not only dangerous for American foreign policy, like balkanizing the Middle East and PNAC, but also dangerous for the state of Israel. The people in Israel, like, you know, Barry Chamish, who had to leave the state because they tried to kill him three times for telling the truth, still has family there, and he's terrified that he knows the policies that Israel has will eventually result in the destruction of the state of Israel and the city of Damascus, which is prophesied in the Bible. What I see happening, you remember, I have ancient ancestors that are Syrian. My great-grandfather owned the largest caravan that travels from Damascus, Syria, to China twice a year with my great-grandmother. So I can tell you, I'm sick to the heart with what I see happening, because I have blood from both sides here, and I know what's going on, and it's disgusting. And our country, America, is behind ISIS to balkanize and break up the Middle East. And when I hear someone with a cold Jewish bent that's against American policy to contain and control Israel so they don't control our foreign policy, it makes me ill. It makes me ill and angry that Israel has controlled our policy for 60 years. It's sickening.
Well, there is some similarities, though, between Steve Bannon and the figure of Alexander Dugin. I don't know if you know this figure. Dugin is basically a philosopher, an ideology expert of, let's say, mind control, manipulation of ideologies at an enormous level, because he works directly influencing the most powerful man on the planet, which is definitely at the moment Vladimir Putin. So Alexander Dugin has many similarities with Bannon, Even in the kind of approach, the kind of books they read, the kind of ideology they have, they are followers of Julius Evola, they're into the esoteric side of René Guénon, names that are really not known by the masses out there. That's why in volume three of my confessions, I want to once again show, like I did already in volume one and two, which are, as you said earlier, are already available in America on CCC Publishing, by going even deeper into the philosophy of now of these great people like René Guénon or Julius Evola, which, as I said, have influenced the mind of Steve Bannon, have influenced the mind of Alexander Dugin, and by doing this have influenced the minds of these leaders who they represent, which is on one side Donald J. Trump and on the other Vladimir Putin. So I think that the American liberal ideology, which many people seem to think is the intellectually superior ideology of the moment, is actually failing in front of this real ideology, which even if comes from some unknown and very poorly known by the academic world, because they have been fought, because they are representing the right wing, they are not the traditional liberal-minded people. I mean, René Guénon was a traditionalist. He started as a Mason in France, ended up as a Muslim, but was a traditional Catholic, and as a Muslim he was representing a Sufi brotherhood, a very complex guy who predicted the fall of the West. And at the same time, we have Julius Evola, who was a guy from Italy, who entered even the SS of Himmler. He was mad about the esoteric sciences, who wrote many books, who was specialized in the esoteric, and for that reason he was very respected also by Himmler. Julius Evola lived until the early 70s in Rome and influenced very much the right-wing ideology in Italy of groups like Ordine Nuovo. So these people have influenced what we are living nowadays. What is their vision of reality? What is the vision of reality of Evola and Guénon? Well, it's a very apocalyptic vision. It's an apocalyptic vision in which you finally have to front the truth, because these people have studied the holy text, like you did, Dr. Deagle,
right,
and they always
right.
came to some conclusions. And these conclusions might not be politically correct, but they are the correct conclusions.
Right, so, and that's where Steve Bannon, people underestimate his intellect and the fact that he's wrestled with these to the point where Steve Bannon is not quite an uber right-wing nutball who does things that are ideologue-based and not based on pragmatic facts. He is facing the ugly music of the apocalypse of, or the unveiling of the evil that's finally going to capture the planet, possibly during the term that we now are replacing Hillary Clinton, that was going to flood us with the Haraj, or the third woe, as Jonathan Gray talks about, but the final end to the West and to the end of nation states on the planet. People don't understand what was happening, do they? They don't understand that Donald and Trump and Mike Pence are the trumpets of God. And what you're unveiling is the underlying satanic plan over 6,000 years to literally crush the human race and abort us as a species that's going to become a galactic empire. And that's what was really going on here.
Let me tell you, Dr. Deagle, that the problem might be that still in this moment of time, even Trump will not be able to keep Bannon in the team, because he might have to take a new position, a bit external, like Alexander Dugin does in Russia, because just that happened in Russia with Alexander Dugin and his influence on Vladimir Putin, that was criticized very much by some of the media, some of the liberals, some of the even of the traditional conservatives in Russia. So this happens with Steve Bannon. He's criticized even by his own, no? He's criticized by the traditional McCain Republican, who nowadays feels he has to attack Bannon, because it's easy to attack Bannon. I mean, of course, somebody who is the son of a KK member, who is born and raised in one of the most critical parts of the countries in the south of the U.S., I mean, it's of course very easy to attack Steve Bannon, you understand? So it's more easy to maybe for Trump at this moment of time tell Steve Bannon, please step down, while we follow your advice from behind the scenes in a much more less in a way that is much less criticized from the external world, because they seem to be grasping on anything possible and imaginable to critique Donald J. Trump. So
yeah, and to be honest with you, I take a totally different tact, and I'll tell you why. I think it's really early on, if there were three things that Trump had done, let's say it was a year from now, and he had accomplished passing health care for everyone, passing the tax reform, and building the wall, and making us safe so there was no major terrorist activity on American soil, it wouldn't matter if Steve Bannon was there or we had the uber right within the Republican support for there. And also, by the way, a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters support Trump because they couldn't get Bernie in. If Bernie was there, there's a distinct possibility we would have a Bernie Sanders government, because there was enough support for a lot of the policies, even if you didn't know how to actually pay for them, that Bernie and the millennials could have won the election. Because the support for Trump, although it was very strong in the Rust Belt states, was weak elsewhere in the country, relatively. And I know that he probably got more of the popular vote because probably millions of them were voted illegally, and that are basically people that had a driver's license in California, especially 2.8 million estimated to 3 million had driver's license. We're going to go to the voter booth that actually had no right to be voting in American elections, told by the governor and by Obama on camera. So my feeling is the Steve Bannon thing would mean nothing a year from now if these three things were done. The reason why, you might be right, and it's a bad policy to do that, and also this is part of the reason why they get rid of Michael Flynn.
I'm not saying it's a good policy, but
no,
it's a policy,
but
unfortunately it's happening because of the pressure that Trump is under, especially by the fact that he has to, of course.
I don't think he should succumb to the pressure. For example, when it's like when Michael Flynn got fired by Donald Trump, it implied that Flynn was guilty of something. So now he's asking for immunity, and people have to know legally. I'm like half a lawyer. The reason why even Trump told Flynn to get immunity was if he's not every I dotted and T crossed, like he didn't mention a certain disclosure of a certain fund or a speech or whatever he got paid, more than $5,000, they will try to file a felony charge on him for lying to such and such a committee. So if he doesn't have immunity, even if he's not guilty of making deals with the Russians to bring back some of the sanctions on Russia, they'll still try to see if they can take him down and, as a proxy, impeach President Trump. So it's my feeling that he made a mistake by getting rid of Flynn. He should have come out stronger, because now we have all the information about Susan Rice calling all this stuff, and it's a mistake to get rid of Steve Bannon. Because if America doesn't maintain a Steve Bannon relationship in terms of the relationship with the state of It's a Real Hell, they'll control our foreign policy in the Middle East, and eventually it'll blow up in our face. And we have to understand that Bannon has a clearer idea of this than anybody else in the government, including probably Trump himself. And it's a big mistake if he does get rid of Bannon. If he does, it may be another step closer to the impeachment of Donald Trump and the paralysis of his government, so we can't get anything done. So if he lets that happen by the midterm elections, Donald Trump will become a lame duck president, and he'll accomplish nothing before he leaves office in 2020.
I don't think we have to be so negative. I think that realistic. I think that Bannon is simply going to behave like Dugin, going behind the scenes, probably working more at the intelligence level for Trump. I think that he could do a great job in that capacity. I think that, unfortunately, traditionalism is not something that in this moment is under attack, because we are under attack as traditionalism.
I think that Trump should ignore the media. And to be honest with you, what I would like to see Trump do is have weekly fireside chats and have the alternative media like yourself. If you could sit down and once a month ask one or two questions along with other alternative media like myself to Donald Trump, and a fireside chat with Americans with no other media there, no CNN, no Fox News even, no Hannity, nobody.
I think that Trump should bypass all this nonsense and finally expose the diabolic and satanic play at work. He tried to do it during the campaign, and he should do it again if he wants
absolutely. He needs to keep on hitting that message. For example, if Donald Trump could start bringing out some of the facts in your books, then the Christian right, see, they're not even educated. When I talk to the average Christian or the average pastor, they're like lost in space. And I can bring up issues that I can document with books and pictures and things, especially from books like yours. And you, if you show it to them, you can educate them up and bring them up to a standard where they really understand the real issues, because most, quote, Christians in America are what I call milk and cookie Christians. But they're teachable, but they don't have a teacher, and they're watching the media, they're listening to their senior pastors and their organizations. They need people like you to tell them. And if they had somebody like Trump listening to questions from someone like you once in a while on television and media, make things a lot different.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Thank you.
Yeah. And welcome back. And we have a caller, but we don't have time for callers right now. It's a little too late, and it's off topic. So, Leo, we want to promote and talk about your book. What's going to be the content of this book that completes book one and two?
Well, we're going into the last part, developing a little bit more knowledge about the knighthoods of this new world order, the ones that are part of that link that brings you directly into the Vatican, and also the Jesuits with their intelligence services operating inside the Vatican, but also the topic of the Holy Grail, as I told you earlier, is a very important topic because there is actually the possibility for the first time to see some images and some evidence that the Holy Grail is actually being kept in the hands of the Vatican by agents of the Jesuits.
Now the reason why they have the Grail is, which is supposed to be a cup that has blood, and it's also like the spear of the destiny that Hitler pursued. And apparently, I think he did have the spear of destiny as well, which was a Roman spear that supposedly pierced his side. And the story around it was that those who possessed the spear could rule the world. Do you deal with that in your book as well, the Spear of Destiny as well as the Grail?
No, this time is the Grail. The Spear of Destiny is a topic that I touch in the next book, which is Invisible Master. So in this one instead, we really go into what Trump is facing with the internal war in the Vatican. That's why we are revising the book to give the latest on what's happening with Cardinal Burke, with the support of the Knights of Malta against Trump, and the fact they've been punished for that by Pope Francis.
Let me throw something out there, and I'm going to actually use a name too. Have you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Bill Schneblin?
I heard about him.
Yeah, well, Bill Schneblin was a 90th degree Mason. He actually went to the Roman Catholic Church to become a priest, and actually was formally given the priesthood. And he did it because he was also, at the same time, within the satanic realm, within the Roman Catholic Church, that was doing the, quote, transubstantiation as part of a satanic ceremony. Now, transubstantiation, people have to understand this within Catholicism, is the idea that the wine and the host actually turn into the blood and the body of Yeshua, which is pretty damned evil, to be honest with you. So people need to know that. So when we see the Grail, you have to understand that the dark side has some very deep intentions of evil.
Absolutely.
When they talk about the Grail, don't they? So this is important.
That's
for people to understand this.
That's why this is an important topic for my book, that you need to go in my book to see where it is and what's happening.
I'll post up the link so they can pre-order it from the website today. It'll be up there.
Absolutely.
Leo, I look forward to having you back next week, and hopefully let's get some time in when I know you're preparing the end of May for Donald to arrive in Italia.
Yes,
and hopefully we'll have time for some 5 or 10 minute promos on our live simulcast. Take care, everybody. We'll be back in a moment with Josh Bernstein, and then The Firing Line is next.
Bye.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.